This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Arms. People have all kinds of temperaments, but in one respect, all people are alike. And Leroy talks about that nature today. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Leroy Arms.
My grandson, Clayton James Imes, lovingly called CJ, is known as a good-natured kid. He enjoys being cuddled and loved. He smiles often and is quite easy to get along with. When I was on the farm, my brother had a pony like that. Smokey was a good-natured horse, even-tempered and gentle. Pets, like people, can be good-natured or bad-natured. What's the basic nature of man? What does the Bible say? Never mind the fact that some are pleasant and some are not. When you strip away the outer layers, what do you find? We start with the fact that fallen, sinful man, even in his present form, is the Lord's highest created being. It's written that man was created in the image and likeness of God, and that God breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Put it all together, and you find a person with a moral nature, with intellect, and the ability to make decisions, the ability to choose, and a will that enables him to say yes and no. When God created man, He used both visible and invisible material. He used both dust and the breath of life. The New Testament refers to this in 2 Corinthians 4:16. Though our outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Earlier in that same chapter, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 and 7, Paul had spoken of the glory of God, a treasure in an earthen vessel. Here is the material part of man, the earthen vessel, and also the treasure of the life of God within. There is the part of man that lives forever, man's soul and spirit. While the body quickly returns to the dust, man's soul is immortal. A key question then is, where will the immortal soul spend eternity? And with that question, we are faced with a very practical application. You and I are called upon by the Lord to bring those immortal souls back to God who made them, to help direct our friends and neighbors back to the arms of a loving God who in turn yearns for their love. God has done His part. He sent His Son to die on the cross to redeem the lost. He now turns to us and charges us with the commission to help people find the way home. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship